You can talk with Tom Petty live by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-IN-THE-U-S. That's 1-800-468-4387. Or you can send an email to tompetty@tompetty.com. And now let's go back to the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City for this special live premiere of The Last DJ, the brand new album from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here's your host, Jody Denberg.
Well, Tom, you heard that we were going to go to the phones. Can we kind of do a Larry King here and go
to?
All right. Mike from Santa Barbara. Here's Tom Petty.
Hey.
Mike, say hello and ask Tom your question now.
Hey, Tom. I want to know if you believe in radio still.
I believe that radio is a great thing and that it was once an art form. And I think that it's up to the public to demand that it be an art form. And if they do that, you know, radio will go on and on. Yeah, I think radio is a great thing. There's some great stations. You know, and I think that, you know, if we just need to encourage to just get a little bit more artistic and take a few more chances, and it'll be fine.
And I think, Tom, judging by your voices tonight, that when you're off the road, maybe we could enlist you to be a DJ because...
Well, I do a little ventriloquism, you know.
I'm a dummy. That talks with my suitcase.
The song we heard a few moments... Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
See, you've been cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song we heard before the break, Money Becomes King, there's a part in there, every verse a diamond, every chorus gold, the sound was my salvation, it was only everything. So we're talking about the power of radio, but also the power of music. I mean, music transformed your life, my life. It's sort of our religion.
Well, it's very much mine because that's where I find God is in music, you know, and God is, you know, whether it's a thing or whatever, it's how you find it, how you find that real beauty in life. And many people find it through music. Music is the only, you know, really true magic I've found. You know, most magic is a trick, but music is not a trick, and it has the power to heal and... you know, to inspire, and it's a great, great thing, and we should take it, we should treasure it, you know, and I hope that the audience, you know, that's coming up, you know, really treasures it.
And I think it's safe to say then we won't be hearing your magic behind any car commercials or...
Not unless I'm really broke, you know.
So
I mean, I got all the principles in the world unless I was really broke, and then I'd do about anything, you know.
So The Last DJ came out today. Let's keep Tom's songs off of commercials. Go out and buy it.
You know, if you hear me on like a Ford commercial, you just know, well, Tom, you know, lost it all in Vegas, you know.
I was saying that I didn't think...
I'm leaving the door open to go back, you know. Like, I don't want to set myself up as such a good guy. I can't cash in at some point, you know.
We were talking about the theme of the record, and I was saying I didn't think the theme went all the way through, and you were saying, yes, it did. So tell me how the song we're about to hear, Like a Diamond, fits into the theme.
Like a Diamond is a little later in the record if you're in the actual sequence, and Like a Diamond symbolizes, you know, it's really kind of a drag to be explaining all this. You should find it on your own, but I'll give it to you your best I can. I mean... It symbolized the diamond is to symbolize the hope. You know, I wanted hope to be in the record. You know, hope is important. If you become a cynic or a pessimist, you'll never change anything. You'll never make anything better. You know, you must have hope, and that was the idea behind this song. It's a really beautiful song, and I seen it, you know, as the love interest in this kind of, you know, make up your own story as you go. Album, you know, it's a moment of hope of when, you know, they look up and go.
Like a Diamond,
hope.
New from Tom Petty. The Last DJ world premiere live on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The wall.
in the sunlight.
That was beautiful, and I think everybody here agrees at the Museum of Television and Radio, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Like a Diamond. Wasn't that just stunning? Seriously, it was just a beautiful, beautiful song. Tom, thanks for that. It was gorgeous.
My pleasure.
This is Jody, and I'm talking with Tom, but we really want to get people from around the country to talk with Tom, so you can call us toll-free, 1-800 in the U.S., or email us.
Or just come over.
Tom Petty at TomPetty.com is the email. And we're going to go to Iowa now. We have a question from Ashley. Ashley, you're on with Tom Petty.
Hi.
Well, hey.
My brother Brian and I were huge fans of yours, and we just want to know what you do to your hair in the morning.
What I do to my hair in the morning? Well, I take a long look at it.
Obviously, Tom, we have some very carefully screened questions for you this evening.
I think that's a pretty good question, really. Well, we all have our good and bad days, don't we?
And for those of you who are not here with us, Tom is in a long hair phase right now, and I'm down with that. I mean, because I can't grow it down like that. So,
it's gotten kind of long. It's probably time for a haircut, and I'm glad you pointed that out to me and the nation.
I apologize.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, dear.
Sorry. Thank you, Ashley. And by the way, everyone who calls in tonight is going to get an autographed copy of Tom's new album, The Last DJ, which came out today.
Except you.
Yeah. Tom, I thought we would go back. We've listened to about four or five songs from the new album, but we're going to go way back all the way to the start to Breakdown. I think this is about 25 years ago, and I guess we're going right now, and then we'll talk about
okay.
it.
Okay.
We've been hearing Tom Petty's new songs tonight, but that is an all-time classic from 25 years ago, and Tom was still doing the same thing with his hair back then as he does now. That was Breakdown. We are live on the Westwood One Radio Network with Tom Petty for the world premiere of The Last DJ, which was released today on Warner Brothers Records, and Tom will join us again in a moment.